WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
WRC 1047 at WRC. Joel A. Spivak speaking. Alex Trebek is our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other
classic concentration on NBC.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex. But you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're calling. Michael?
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Hi, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex, first, I love the show. And I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce an one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on the air?
I'm not sure.
Fred in Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Fred. Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
Dr. Animal and Michael Mira.
The Morning Zoo.
WABA. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
Let's go real old school with Jeopardy.
This is Art Fleming asking, Don Geronimo, is that a made-up name or not?
Yep.
And Mike O'Mara, the name is spelled O-M-E-A-R-A, Mike O'Mira.
Bull.
They're a couple of losers. Listen to them anyway.
Thank you, Art Fleming.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Go ahead, lick it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you gentlemen doing today?
Lick it.
We'll lick you all over.
Yeah.
Suck on that, losers.
What's happening?
I can't concentrate with this song on. What the hell is this?
We're rocking out, Mike Slim Whitman.
How can he? Can you pay attention to the caller with this song on?
Certainly.
Certainly. Of course you can.
This is the music that's in my head all the time.
Wow.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike, quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm a cop in Baltimore City. Called the show a couple times, and I had an idea. I was wondering if you or Rob or Buzz would ever be interested in doing a ride-along.
To be totally honest with you, I've done it a couple of times. It's mm-hmm. great.
I did. Okay.
I did it one time where I didn't volunteer for the ride along.
Well, that's why I didn't ask if Joe wanted to come because if Joe came by, I know he'd have something he shouldn't have with him.
Yeah, no, I've done it. It's extremely cool. What was great was I went out with the Montgomery County, Maryland police, and it was one of those deals they said, everything will be cool. Just watch what we do. Uh-huh. And then they got a call, and it was like, just sit in the back seat and don't say anything. They went 100 miles an hour on the Beltway.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So don't do anything. Don't get out of the back
seat,
right?
Yeah. Don't do it. Like, it was, we really should stop and let you out at this point.
I've had a lot of chances to do it, and I've never done it. And I,
if you guys ever want to do it or you want to send Rob with a tape recorder, not only could you get out of the car, I'm a detective, so I can put you in a plainclothes car or in a marked patrol car. Cool. We could ride around, go to all the calls, and you could come in with us and see what it's like if you're interested.
I would commit to doing that if you would, Mike.
I would absolutely.
Would you like to go out with an undercover cop? I think
that would be a
fantastic.
Lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Could Mike and I pretend? You know we like playing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can Mike and I pretend? We like playing.
Anything you want. I took my dad on a ride-along one night, and every call we went on, I told the whatever person had called, I said, well, speak to him. He's the detective that's going to handle your case.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we.
And you're right in the city, right?
Yeah, Baltimore City.
City Police Department.
Lots of roaches in the houses.
Wow.
All right. Hey, listen, hold on a second. And give your information to Johnny, please.
Okay, thank not you. A problem.
Hold on a second. Get his,
absolutely.
Get, like, an email address from that guy.
Baltimore Ride-Along.
It would be fun as if we did bring a tape recorder with us.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of guns they'll let us carry.
I'll bring your own.
Filmed with the cooperation of the Baltimore Police Department, all suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Bad chaps. Oh, that was yesterday. That would be a lot of fun.
What are the
the chances any crime is committed in Baltimore.
Can you imagine that? Imagine, though, if we get a little overzealous, especially if we've got the tape recorder with us. Freeze! Hey, guys, they haven't done anything. They're just bystanders. They're waiting for a bus.
What if they give us, like, windbreakers?
Oh, man, with the police windbreakers?
Mm.
You know what I'd like to do?
Sweet windbreakers.
Oh, you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to hold the battering ram. You know, the battering ram where they kick in the door?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Can you imagine you and I with that thing? We'd sit there and we'd go one shot. Boom. Ow!
Ow, don't hurt me.
It hurts.
Oh, the door didn't open.
That was no fun. Do you think they give us badges, hats?
Sure.
Vests? You think we get to wear a vest?
I still
have.
Oh,
I got to keep losing the weight.
I still have down in my basement that DEA jacket.
Do you really?
Which is one of the real McGillas that, that an agent gave us a long time ago.
Right, right.
And you can go downtown on the tourist stops in D.C. and buy, like, an FBI hat or a DEA hat.
Right.
But I remember this guy
saying, there's a lot more of that now than there used to be.
Sure.
I remember the guy saying at the time, listen, really, nobody gets these things. So, like, don't be walking around in public with this thing on.
Right? Yeah, and, of course, we immediately got this stuff, and we wanted to. How often did we wear those DEA hats?
All the time.
We had to, yours ended up getting all like Trot Nixon, the right fielder for the Red Sox hat, with the white, and then mine. We wore those hats. Those were, like, the only hats we ever wore.
Well, it was when we were given those hats, it was before. Yeah, if you went downtown with the vendors in downtown D.C.,
right,
you could find FBI stuff, but they did not have all of the DEA stuff that you have now.
You know, there are a million things that you and I have been offered over the years to do, and there's so many that I regret. You know, one of them was we had a Secret Service agent that was a very high-level Secret Service agent. I don't remember his name now, who gave us, you know, the opportunity to come down and do a full access White House tour, like the kind of people that the general public doesn't get to go on.
He had red hair, and he's now involved with Martha from 24.
And the other thing that you and I both, you would have said yes, but I don't know why I got the offer or something. Maybe it's because I lived down around Annapolis at the time, the opportunity to go up with the Blue Angels. Do you remember that?
I do not, because I'd do that in a heartbeat. I would do that in a heartbeat. Isn't
there was some scheduling thing you couldn't do it or something. They offered me, and I was too much of a wimp.
Is that
what
people throw up on when you go?
Yeah,
like, you get 4 G's or 5 G's.
You go nuts over that. We still probably could pull that you.
Where's that place we went that one time?
Patuxent Naval Air Station.
Yeah, we went to a flight simulator one time.
Yeah, that was down, and it was down in the same area. It's when the Blue Angels came into town. They were at Andrews Air Force Base or something like that.
We flew a lot of jets into a lot of aircraft carriers that day.
None of us, did any of us make a successful carrier landing?
I think somebody did. I think it took many failed efforts, but we did.
The cop thing is cool, though. It's something I'd really like to do. I've got buddies of mine that are cops that I've offered ride-alongs. It seems to me it would almost be a little more pure if we went out with a total stranger.
I think you and I, Mike, should go to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
We should get, like, a Saturday night.
Right.
Let us dress up like plain cover, undercover cops.
Right.
And let us go out. Oh, my God. Would I love to be like Dennis Farina in Law & Order.
Wouldn't that be cool?
You know what I mean?
Would you want to wear the cop stuff with the jackets, the windbreakers, or would you want to wear a suit?
No, what I'm saying is, think of Dennis Farina on Law & Order.
Right.
He wears
the gray suit.
Top of the line designer clothing. And it's like,
hey,
you bum, you're getting my beautiful Armani jacket dirty. I would dress up to be a cop.
You could dress like that. I'd want to be more the street guy. I'd like to wear the black T-shirt and a dress. No, I'd like to wear the black T-shirt and the jeans and carry the badge like right on my hip. Of course, if I kept it on my hip, they wouldn't see the badge.
Right.
That's the problem. You know?
And I definitely need, even though I'm scared of guns, I definitely need the shoulder holster.
Yeah, but they won't give us a gun.
No.
One thing they won't do.
They could give us the holsters, though, the shoulder holsters.
Yeah, so you go into it, you kick a door in, and you have a shoulder holster with nothing in it?
No, you say, hey, douchebag, I've got it down here in my sock.
Right.
Don't screw with me.
They might give us pepper spray. And a taser.
What could go?
Oh my God! How much fun would that be?
I would die for a taser. Imagine if this is where we turned into supreme dicks.
Mm-hmm.
If we were out with a Baltimore cop and like some guy's going 75, we say pull him over. He's speeding.
Right.
You and I immediately taser him. Taser him.
Exactly.
That's the answer to every single problem that comes up. Taser him.
As a warning, if they give you a taser or a pepper spray, you two must be kept apart. because if the evening goes slow, you'll turn on each other. I've seen it happen before.
They were doing a big thing on the news with the police cameras that are in the vehicles now. And, you know, you see that, you know, routine traffic stops can turn into anything.
Oh, yeah.
I could see you and I just riding along, you know, you in the front, me in the front, whatever, and one of us in the back. And then the guy goes to make a traffic. Stay here. Stay in the car, please. And then something horrible happens and you and I are like, we start crying. Begging for our lives.
I think I saw part of it. It was like a cop that walks up to somebody's car and the idiot drives off. And,
and
the cop is like stuck in the door and being dragged along.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
It would be you and I standing back in front of the cop would be dragged away and you and I just be standing in front of his car, you know, mimicking for the dash cam. Hey, look at us. All that happening behind us.
And, yoo-hoo!
And if you took me, the evidence would disappear.
Buzz, would you want to come along on the ride-along?
I've actually had a ride. Excuse me. I've had a ride-along before, and I really enjoyed
Buzz
it.
Buzz is allergic to authority.
Yes. Yeah.
That would be fun if we did that. That
All
would
right,
be
well,
a lot
we got that cop's information. I'd love to do that and bring the tape recorder. And really not one of those pipe dream things. I'd like to do that. That would be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, maybe they could get us uniforms. Like beat cop uniforms, you know, like the kind of...
I'm a detective, Mike.
You want to be Dennis Farina.
I'm a detective.
You want to wear, like, the gray suit.
Yeah, I would even wear, like, he always wears a scarf. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wears a scarf that matches his...
Like an ascot?
No.
Don't you ever watch him on Law & Order?
You're talking about, the white scarf around his top coat.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know the whole look you're looking for. I want to wear the hat that Grissom wears. You know, the sun hat that Grissom wears?
Oh, my God.
his straw hat?
The straw sun hat that he wears. That's what I want to wear. I really do. I want to look like that. I want to figure out... I'm going to figure out the kind of cop that I'd like to do.
I'd end up looking like Dennis Franz. That's probably what I'd walk in and they'd say, here's your outfit. Mm-hmm. It's a short sleeve button up shirt
right.
and a tie that will go to about to your belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yes, put some food stains on it.
They'll probably give us windbreakers because they're going to want to definitely make sure we don't get into trouble. You know, what's in this room? Boom.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, you should dress up like the Blues Brothers and say you're on a mission from God.
Well, we should definitely talk with the Chicago accents, you know.
Sorry, ma'am. Just wanted to check and see what you had inside the flat.
The car.
What's in the car, ma'am?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Hey, and Mike's here, too, and Buzz.
Hey, Mike, Buzz, how's it going?
Sir, do you have any illegal narcotics in your vehicle?
May we look in your car? I'm sorry, we're going to have to taser you now.
I'm terribly sorry. That was too slow an answer.
I was watching an episode of Cops not that long ago, and the whole show was devoted to tasing.
Tasing.
Oh, a whole tasing episode of Cops.
Special. I like non-lethal force, you know, especially when it makes people flop around like a fish.
All right, well, we've got the information. Johnny's giving me the thumbs up. The cop is called back, so
we'll actually work
that out with the Baltimore City Police.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We'll do that cell phone thing here in a second, that experiment. About cell phones, real quickly. Last night, my son, the idiot, Dean's List idiot.
What did he do now?
Well, he called me at one point last night, just out running some errands, getting ready for his spring break. And I don't know, it was just the normal father-son BS, like, right. Dad, I'm doing this and this and this. And I'm like, oh, okay, bye.
Is he kind of euphoric with the vacation coming up?
Yeah, he's ecstatic. He's got a little trip planned with some of his friends and, you know, got himself some El Cheapo airfare.
Right.
He says, Dad, it's only a four-hour layover in Dallas.
Hey, when you're that young, you don't care.
It's true.
So I had a good conversation with him, hung up the phone, sat down with Jan, started talking about it, and phone rings again. And I said, oh, I see it's Bart on the caller ID. I go, what does he want now? I just got done talking to him for 20 minutes. I think I would go, hello? And guy goes, what number am I calling, please? And I said, excuse me, dude, you called me. You should know the number. He said, is this home? Now, it was showing up on the caller ID as Bart's number.
Yeah.
And I said, who are you calling? And he said, I'm in the Piggly Wiggly in Columbia, South Carolina. We just found this phone.
Oh, no.
And we called the number that says home.
Uh-huh.
And I thanked my lucky stars that my son goes to a school in a small southern community
right.
where they immediately did not start calling 1-900 numbers with
sure.
the phone.
Exactly.
Or, you know, like in today's modern age, really, and he's got a nice phone, was his big Christmas gift. All you would really have to do is just pop out his SIM card,
right.
mm-hmm. pop your own SIM card in,
right.
and you're set.
Away you go.
So the guy at the grocery store said, we found this. I said, oh, fantastic. I will call my retarded son, and I will tell him. So I called him up at his place. He's like, "Hey, Pops, what's happening?" I said, "Hey, son, your phone's at the grocery store." He's like, "Oh, bummer." He said, "All right, well, I'm very embarrassed. I don't want to get it tonight." He said,
"What?"
I said,
"Oh, God."
I said, "Why don't you want to get it tonight?" He said,
"Now."
"Well, because all the people in there know that I left the phone in there. I'd be too embarrassed to go in."
Oh, my. Isn't it weird? He doesn't mind a four-hour layover.
No, he doesn't.
But when it comes to getting his phone back, he's too embarrassed to go to the grocery store.
That was my point. So he called me early this morning and said, it was still at the grocery store.
Oh, that's good.
They kept it for him in the lost and found.
Did you consider messing with him a little bit when you called and said, "Hey, I just tried to call your cell phone. You didn't answer."
Yeah, that would be fun. That'd be a little payback for all the gags that he's pulled on you.
Yeah, but
that's not what dads do.
No.
Wasn't thinking fast enough.
Right.
Here we go. Here's more cell phone stuff. How you can beat the cell phone companies. This is courtesy of ex-employees of the cell phones. For instance, with Verizon, never get a two-year contract. It just saves you $50 on the phone. Get a one-year contract, and you can get out earlier or upgrade your phone. If you have T-Mobile, shop at the end of the month, because T-Mobile sales reps have a quota system.
Wow.
At the end of the month, they give you better discounts. T-Mobile will price match, but only if you ask. T-Mobile will also upgrade over the telephone, meaning if you go into a store, the rep in the store doesn't get paid as much as the person on the phone. So, yeah, right. The sales rep at the store don't get paid much if you upgrade your phone. When you call in and threaten to switch providers, the consumer care reps do get paid to keep you as a customer, and they will give you an upgrade.
All right. Okay.
Singular. With Singular, you can get credit if you make a mistake. If you go over your text message limit 1 month, you can go into the store and ask them to credit the difference if you sign up for a bigger testing package. They almost always do it. And with Sprint, you should ask for the employee referral offer. Sprint gives employers, families, and friends big discounts. Here's what you do. Go to the store, get a sales rep's card. Then you go to the Sprint employee referral website, put the guy's email in, and you get a super deal on your phone.
Wow.
Wow.
So that we have a tips for Singular, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon, and we'll put them all up on our website.
Wow, they're all covered there.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. And that leads into the cell phone experiment that we'll do, I guess, in our next break here.
I love medical experiments.
Now, this is an experiment that Rob has done with...
Is this going to make me itch?
No.
Yes.
All right.
For instance, let's say you don't have OnStar, because the big come-on with OnStar is if you lock your keys in the car, you call OnStar, and they unlock your car for you.
Right? Yeah.
Let's say you don't have OnStar.
Okay. I don't.
And you locked your keys in your car. Does your car have a remoteless boop-boop entry thing?
Yes.
Everybody's does now. If you have a cell phone, when we come back, we'll tell you how you can use your cell phone to tell your boop-boop to open up your car without OnStar.
Cool.
Anybody's car?
Anybody's car. It involves somebody else. What, John, what?
Didn't work with my German car.
So it didn't work with your German. Is this going to allow...
Thanks for telling me now.
I have a question.
Well, it worked with the American car that I have.
Works some cars.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay, Mike, yes.
Do we have so will you be able to use your cell phone to get into anybody's car? Or just your own car?
Now, briefly explain it to you the way that it was explained to me, you get somebody with another boop boop.
Right, like if your wife or your significant other has one at home.
What?
Okay, you know your
boop. Oh, you mean the same remote?
Right.
And you summon it, you point it into
the phone.
You point it into the phone. And then the phone learns the boop boop and opens up your car door.
Oh, okay. So you can't break into other people's cars.
No, we only use the power for good.
It's if you've locked your own keys in your car.
Right.
And here's another one.
Hold on.
Let's say you get your cell phone.
Wait a minute. I'm going to do it. I'm pressing the button now. See if I can do it with my mind.
You are retarded. You really are.
I'm being retarded because I kind of don't get
You really picked up the keys and put them up to your head.
Your trunk just opened.
Mike, do you know how, if you have a learning remote? And
I thought you were going to say, you know how. Mike, you know how you have a learning disability? I really thought that was coming out of your mouth. I swear to God. You know how you have, Mike, you know how you have that learning disability?
You know, in some ways, it's like that same infrared thing where they say, where one device sends a message to another device.
Yeah.
That is what we're going to tell you how to do when we come
back. This is very cool.
Okay. Yeah. Also, here's another great one. What if your cell battery is very low?
Yeah.
You can activate your phone by pressing keys, and your cell will restart with a reserve battery that you don't even know about.
Oh.
I thought there's only like one battery in the back of the phone.
Uh-huh. No.
It's got a secret little small one?
If you press these certain keys, you will get a restart on your cell, and the instrument will show a 50% increase in battery. The reserve will get charged when you charge your cell the next time.
Wow.
You have
that's absolutely amazing.
You have a 50% charge in your phone
that's just waiting to be activated.
It's almost like a little cookie that's hidden in a video game or something. Mm-hmm.
This would be very cool if you were like stuck on a mountain.
Yeah.
This made sense to me when I thought about it, because how many times, you know, you totally lose power, or if your battery falls out,
yeah,
and yet all your information
is
one memory.
More. This goes along with my son's phone. How do you disable a stolen phone? Ah. Let's say someone does steal your phone.
How do you do that?
And you don't want
you
them,
can do it?
And you don't want them to be able to just pop their SIM card in?
Right.
Right. All you have to do is key the following digits into your phone, and a 15-digit code will appear on the screen. This number is unique to your handset. Write it down. Keep it somewhere safe. When your phone gets stolen, you can phone your service provider. Give them the code. They'll block your handset, so even if they take out your SIM card, your phone is useless.
Good to know.
All you really need to know are the digits to call.
Huh.
Are they the same with every phone?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Well, now you're going to have people. You give those. You can't give those numbers out.
Sure we can.
Well, you do that, everybody's going to disable everybody else's phone. Well, in Sacramento.
Just, no, hold
just
on a
their
second.
Own.
Only your own phone. To check your mobile phone's serial number.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
You key in the secret code we're going to give you in a moment.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, so it's only for your phone.
Only for your phone.
Right. Gotcha.
These are all great things you can do.
And then you key in your own serial number
right.
to disable it. So all this is for good.
Yes, this is all stuff that you can do with your cell phone that the cell phone companies, for whatever reason, just don't tell you. Why are you doing that?
What?
Why are you pointing your boop boop thing at me?
I'm just getting excited about the
segment.
You're
pointing at me like it's some kind of a weapon.
I'm getting excited about the ride along and the next segment.
And don't get too excited. Did you bring your Nazi car today?
No.
Your German car?
No.
Okay, good. Then you're set. Because John said it doesn't work with German cars.
No, I brought the other one. I brought the clown car. I brought the clown car today. I'm very excited about this. This is going to be fun. Yeah.
Now, this does work with yours, right? With the American
car? I've already seen it work. As a matter of fact, when we break, I'm going to park further away to lend credibility to the experience.
Okay, we will, trust me, we will tie this up in a very neat bow for you and explain to you exactly how to do this with your phone when we come back.
It's very complicated.
Okay, no, it's not really.
Now, we can screw up anything.
Well, it is kind of complicated. I really don't totally understand it myself. I really
I feel better.
I really kind of want to see it happen. I mean,
sure.
I was watching Rob and John do it.
Right.
But I don't really know what they were doing.
This is when I start to feel like Agarn. Who says I'm dumb? Who says I'm dumb?
I got so lost when they were trying to demonstrate it to me, I said, screw it. I have OnStar. I don't need this.
And, you know, we're the kind of guys that don't, like, read the instructions, and so we should really pay attention, because this is something that could seriously help us.
It'll save your life.
Especially if we climb a mountain.
Have you locked your keys in the car? Does your car have remote keyless entry?
Uh-huh. Women are different.
This may come in handy someday. Good reason to own a cell phone. If you lock your keys in the car, we'll continue when we come right back.
Cool.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.